lad, a little lad, sat in a school playground, while far and near with joy and cheer his comrades sported round. Though called by name to join their game, he sat with downcast look, while tears in streaks rolled down his cheeks and sobs his bosom shook. He'd overheard a scornful word some careless neighbor said, and so had learned the truth that burned. His mother was unwed. Upon the head of little Fred are laid two gentle hands, and with surprise he lifts his eyes, and there his mother stands. "What ails my Fred?" his mother said. "Has there been some mischance?" With eyes that burned on her, he turned a sad, reproachful glance. "Oh, is it true, dear ma, that you bestowed your virtue on a worthless man who cut and ran and is forever gone? And is it so, 6 years ago, I was conceived in shame, and that I am a living sham, a child without a name?" "Alas, my Fred, 'tis true," she said, and blushed with downcast eyes. "But let me add, my little lad, I have a nice surprise to cheer our hearts from foreign parts. Your father has returned." Her arm she flings and forward springs a bearded man, a sunburned.
"I am your dad, my little lad," the bearded stranger cries, while on the head of little Fred a tear drops from his eyes.
Fred cries, "Hurrah!" And Fred's mama, in voice with honest ring, she says, "My son, your pa has done the honorable thing. To church this day we've made our way, as circumstance befits. Oh." "And on my hand the golden band of holy wedlock sits." Then little Fred flings back his head and laughs in childish glee, and skips around his dad newfound, and happy are all three. But
maidens all within this hall, your virtue guard aright, unless you mind yourselves may find in sad and sorry plight. Be warned in time by this my rhyme, for fickle man, alack, unlike the dad of little Fred, they do not all come back.